say in the morning is, yes, we are more than conquerors through our living Lord. Good morning. Hallelujah. It is Wednesday. And welcome to the Pulse WV Live in the morning. I am your host, John Fowler. I can't believe it's Wednesday already. And I say that every day, that I can't believe it's the next day. And I can't believe it's the next day. And man, it just, I was telling somebody last night, it was, we were working on the airplane and doing some flying. And I couldn't believe that. I kind of took yesterday off. I hadn't taken one of those off in a while. So I thought, I've got some work to do. So I went ahead and got some of that thing, get some of those things done. But I was telling somebody, I said, isn't it amazing how fast time seems like it is flying? And then seems like the older you get. I remember my dad saying, you know, the older you get, the faster time does go. But time is short, and I just want you to be ready to meet Jesus. And we want to say good morning to some folks that that watch our show every morning. Lynn Brown down in Florida. I'd like to say good morning to you, Lynn, and hope you're having a great day today. And we'd also like to say somebody that's a new listener to the program. I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. I normally can do pretty good at that, but this one's kind of got me stuck. Hold on here a second. Let me finish this one. Got that save. Well, I just want you to know that I just saved YouTube. So I just want you to know. It's like when you get to where you're going and it says you have arrived. I told Christy that one time. I said, honey, I've arrived. And she said, what do you mean? I said, because we've arrived. It said that we arrived. So, but anyway, Debbie Ashworth is watching also through the day. And so it's good to have you, Debbie. Her husband, which is my mentor for many, many years, James Ashworth, passed away recently. And what a wonderful man. And I told her, I said, you need to listen to some of these shows. I said, it's got him all over it. And so I'm really thankful. Hey, if you have a prayer request this morning, not a prayer request, but if you have a prayer need in this day and you want special prayer today, then the number is on the screen. It's 304-364-4164. If you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you today. 304-364-4164 is the number. I'd like to say good morning, Andy Stout. Hope you're having a great day today. Nellie Green and my dad, Charlie Fowler, out in Jackson County. My sister, Kathy Henning, is watching today. And just a wonderful day in the Lord. And we're got all kinds of good stuff to talk to you about. So I encourage you to share this. You all shared it yesterday. You listened to me, and you took my advice, and I ask you to share it because that's your evangelism for the day. If you share it, then you're good, and this is your morning Bible study and your morning wake-up call. Get out of bed. Jesus is alive and well. Amen. Well, let's pray. Jesus, we love you today, and God, we thank you for who you are. And we praise you, God, for who you are, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we give you honor and we give you thanks and praise for who you are. And we just pray, Father, that as we get in the study today, that people get this, they get what you're saying. And Father, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, let me recap yesterday. If you weren't with us yesterday, you can go on to Spotify or Apple Podcast or Google Play, and also on Facebook and YouTube, and be able to catch the yesterday's message. Yesterday's message was entitled "Victory Is Mine," and today's message is "Victory in Mine Is Mine Part 2. Pastor Jay will be with us tomorrow and not today. He woke up not feeling well, so pray for him that God will restore his health, and he will be here live in the morning, which will move John Sandy a day down to Friday. So, but anyway, let me just kind of recap where we were yesterday. Remember, I told you that you are the gold, you are not the silver, and you are not the bronze, because you are the head and you are not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. Good morning, Karen. We've been praying for your dad. Can you give us a little update on him, and maybe across the screen there if you feel like you can do that. If not, we'll talk later, but pray for Karen and Barb's father. He's in his 90s and wonderful man, wonderful man. And we just love him dearly, so you all pray for them as they go through a time of sickness with him. But you are the gold, you are not the silver, and you are not the bronze. If you were running in the Olympics, or if you were in the Olympics, God's people don't get silver and gold. We come in first. We win this thing. We are the winners. And I just want to tell you that Romans 8:37, I said this to you yesterday, Romans 8:37 says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And so you are more than a conqueror. Let me tell you something that happened yesterday. I was, after I said that verse, nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. And so it reminded me of not a movie, but it was kind of like, you remember growing up, you had the slides and you had the record player in school, and you put the record on, and then it matched the video that was on the screen, and then it had the little button that you pushed for the next slide, and it went ding, and that kind of stuff. Well, when I said nay yesterday, I thought of Patch the Pony. I don't know if you remember Patch the Pony, but I went to a school called Taft Elementary School, and I posted this on my Facebook page, so you can go, and I put the link on there to where you can actually watch. It's like 16 minutes long, and it's Patch the Pony, and it's "Nay, nay, from strangers, stay away." And I never forgot that. So yesterday, when I was doing the morning show, I thought of that when I saw that scripture, "Nay, nay, from strangers, stay away." So I looked it up on YouTube, and it's there. The whole thing is there. And I got to be honest with you, I've watched it twice. When I got home last night, I told Christy, I said, "Christy, I said, did you ever watch this video?" And I said, it's so dated. And all the people that were on it, they all sounded like they smoked like three packs of cigarettes a day. It was kind of funny. It's like the one guy said, "Nay, nay, from strangers, stay away." And I'm thinking, holy smoke, he's smoking Marlboros today. But anyway, it was really a funny thing. But it had a true statement, you know, to stay away from strangers. And so I remember that as a kid. It was 1979. So I posted it on my Facebook page, so you can go over and watch it. And it's really kind of cool. So I will tell you this, "Nay, nay, from strangers, stay away." So I tell you, somebody you need to stay away from, as I segue, is you need to stay away from the devil. Don't dance with the devil. Because let me tell you something, he will put you in bondage. He will put you in fear. He will put you in a place where you have anxiety. And we don't serve a God that does that kind of thing. The Bible says, let me give you this, in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. It says, "For if we live after the flesh, you shall die, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live." That means you've got to crucify the flesh. Verse 14 says, "And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, you are the sons of God." Now, this is not in my notes for the day. I just looked down and saw this. But I can preach a whole sermon on this one, because this is good. But I'm going to get into some other things. But, okay, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God." See, that is the key. We have to be led by the Spirit of God, not on our own. Don't be led of you, but be led of Jesus. I put a new set of contacts in this morning, and man, I'm telling you what, I can see all kinds of stuff. But anyway, be led of Jesus. Pray about things before you do them. Pray about trips before you go on the trips. Pray about what God wants for you to do. Pray about your day. It's so important that you do that, because you are more than a conqueror. Now listen to this. So he tells us, "For as many as are led by the Spirit," this is how you walk in victory. You walk in victory by being led of the Spirit, not led in the flesh, not letting your emotions or letting your spirit or letting your flesh control you. You can't let your flesh control you. You'll be up and down. Your emotions will be all over the place. So be led of the Spirit of God that are the sons of God. Verse 15 says this. It says, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear." There it is right there. You have not received, that means that the enemy may have tried to drop it off like the mail does in the morning to you, or whatever time the mail comes, or the newspaper, for you to receive it. See, it's one thing, and I preached to you not long ago about temptation. Temptation is not a sin. Yielding to temptation is. The enemy studies you. He studies your characteristics. He studies your family history. He knows what your dad did, and your mom did, and your grandpa's did, and your grandmother's did. He knows what you've done, what they've done. So he's going to try to bait you the same way if you're not careful. "For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." What that means is that when we are saved, we are adopted into the family of God, and we no longer belong to the devil. So here's the thing. Here's what I want to ask you. If you belong to Jesus, then why do you have the characteristics of the devil? Let me write that down. If you belong to Jesus, then why do you have the characteristics of the devil? What do you mean? Why do you hate? Why do you slander? Why do you backbite? Why do you do these things? These are characteristics of the devil. These aren't characteristics of God. So if we are adopted into the family of God, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, that means he is our Father. That means that there is a supernatural transformation that takes place into the spiritual realm of things, where you accept Jesus into your life and he washes you clean of all iniquity and all sin. Isn't that wonderful? Can somebody not shout hallelujah today? Because that's good preaching. God's faithful. Amen. Because that comes from him. So I want to give you that today. The spirit of bondage. You are not under the spirit of bondage. Let's look that up. All right. Let's look this up. Define. Okay. The spirit of, here's what bondage, the definition of bondage is. A state of being a slave. It references the deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt's bondage. Wow. See? You don't have to be in bondage. Good morning, Linda. Hope you're doing well today. Appreciate you joining every day, the Pulse WV Live morning edition, in the morning. And, you know, we'd have to change the name if it was in the afternoon. You can't do the Pulse WV Live in the morning if it's in the afternoon. It's just, you can't do that. So what happens is, because we've been adopted into his family, we no longer have to have the characteristics of the devil, which is lying and cheating and stealing. Just to kind of paraphrase, we don't have to live that way because we are the gold, we are not the silver, and we are not the bronze. Isn't that so cool? And I read to you over in Romans also. Romans is a wonderful book, and Romans chapter 8 is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal book. And when you look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 37 that I just read to you, he talks about it. He says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us." Now, if he says that we are, let me just like read this in here. "Nay, if in all these things, we are conquerors through him that loved us." No, he said we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. That means we can overcome addiction. That means we can overcome a struggle. That means we don't have to backbite. We don't have to slander the brethren. We don't have to do these things because we have the characteristics of Christ, and we no longer have the characteristics of the devil. So stop acting like the devil. If you don't act like him, then he can't manifest himself in you. And see, that. Remember what I said to you the other day about we have to be careful not to yield our members, and so we have to be careful. What do we do with our tongue? What do we do with our eyes? What do we do with our ears? You know, are we listening to gossip? Are we repeating gossip? Are we doing these kind of things? I don't know why I'm talking about gossip today. Maybe we need to talk about that today. But he says, seek and you shall find, because if you will seek the will of God, if you will understand that you are no longer yours, but you are his, and that you are being led of the Spirit of God, wow, great things are in store for you. Don't be led by you. Don't be led by your feelings. Don't be led by, and don't be yielding to temptation. Because Jesus is more powerful than your temptation. Jesus is more powerful than your addiction. Jesus is more powerful than anything that you're going through in your life. You say, well, you don't know where I'm at right now. Let me tell you something. Jesus is where you are right now. Wherever you are, he is with you, and he is there to help pull you out of the old preacher says, the miry clay, whatever that is. It's not in the Bible, but they always say that. And then there's that one that says, when I get to heaven, he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's not what Jesus was talking about, although it'd be real good if he says that, but he was talking about a parable. He didn't say anything about that, but he says that, you know, people say that. They say that at funerals, where, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well, I hope so. I hope that we can walk. Now, let me give you something else. In Romans, I'm going to stick in Romans here, because that was a song that I played from Gold City. If God be for us, who can be against us? And if you look at Romans 8:31, now remember, I was in Romans 8:37 a minute ago. Now we're in Romans 8:31. It says, what shall we say then, say to these things? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, then who? Who could be against us? So what you need to do is you need to ask yourself, who's the who? That'll preach. Who is the who? So who is the who? Well, who is the who would be the enemy. The enemy, the people that Satan uses, the church folk that the devil uses. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody can be against you. There is nobody that is more powerful than God. There is nobody more powerful than Jesus. There is nobody more powerful than the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, when you are saved, lives inside of you. So you have power to overcome. He tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 4, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And then he tells us, this is so good, in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So guess what? If you're not led of the Spirit of God, then how can you be a son of God? That's what he says. So what happens is, if we belong to Jesus, then why do we have the characteristics of the devil? We don't have to. Man, that'll preach. If you need prayer this morning over a sickness, over a bondage, over something that you would like to share with the listeners, I encourage you to call 304-364-4164, 364-4164. The number is on the screen, and we encourage you to to be able to call in this morning if you're struggling with something. We would love to minister with you over the phone today. Now, what you have to understand is that the enemy has no power. You say, well, yeah, he does. Well, you know who fuels the fire and the power that he thinks he has? People. What he will do is he will just throw out bait to you, and if you take it, then you're hooked, and then he walks away. He doesn't stay with you. And understand something, the devil himself doesn't mess with you. It's the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness. The devil can only be at one place at one time. People say this, and I said this from the pulpit on Sunday, and I said it on Saturday also at the tent revival, that we think we're so special because we say the devil's been on our back all day. Why can't we change that? Because we talk more about the devil than we talk about God. We talk about more about, why can't we say, oh, you know, the Lord has been on my heart all day, and I have been reading his word, and I have been studying, and I've been seeking him today. I mean, the Holy Ghost is all over me. Why can't we do that? But instead, well, I'm fighting the devil today. No, you're not fighting the devil today, because it's not your fight. He has no power. You've only allowed him to have the power. So let me give you a scripture. Luke 10:18. Now, let me tell you something. You have the victory today. And you had the victory yesterday, and you have the victory tomorrow, and the next day, and the next year. You have the victory. Hallelujah. Don't you let the devil take your victory. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. And I always talk about this one. It's kind of funny the way I talk about it. I picture Jesus just kind of sitting there eating an apple, telling this story. Well, here's what he says in verse 18. You know how sloppy an apple can be. And he said unto them. Now, let me go back. Let me go back to verse 17. This is Luke chapter 10, verse 17. For the 70th returns again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. See, the devils are under your authority through the name of Jesus. Now, is that my word? No, that's God's word. So let me ask you something. It's one thing, do you read it? And it's number two, do you believe it? Do you believe that he says this? Let me read 18 and through some other of this. Man, this is good. This is good. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan, as he's eating this apple, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, I saw Satan fall from heaven. Key word, fall. You are not successful if you fall. You are a gold medalist for the kingdom of God. You're not silver and you're not gold. You're not second place. You're first place with Jesus. But Satan fell. But that does not mean that you have to have the same characteristics and temperament of the devil. Because if you serve God, then you're not supposed to act like the devil. Preach myself happy. It's a truth. Let me tell you something else. Verse 19. Look at this one. This is in Luke chapter 10. And verse 17, and I'm reading through 20. He says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, there you go. He says, I give you. not your own power. Now understand something: you can't do this on your own power. And he was lining out the disciples in this part right here. He says, because the disciples said, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Well, Jesus saw their arrogance, and you have to be careful not to be arrogant. You have to be real careful not to be arrogant. But you have the power. I give unto you, and this is verse 19, and what I'm doing is, if you're just joining us this morning, this is Victory is Mine, part two. If you haven't heard part one yet, it's on Spotify, it's on Google Play and Apple Podcast, and it's also on Facebook, and it's also on YouTube. Good morning, Bridget. I hope you're doing well today. Thanks for joining. He says this. He says, I saw Satan fall from heaven, and behold, I give to you, point to you, I've given you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over some of the power of the enemy. No, all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Guess what? You don't have to be the victim. You're not the victim. You're the victor. You're the victor. You're the one that walks in victory. You are not the victim. So stop acting like the victim. God does not want you to act like the victim. You quit feeling sorry for yourself and boo-hooing around, because you are a child of the Most High God. He loves you. He cares for you. He died for you. And you have all power. He has given you the power to cast out devils, to raise the dead, to heal the sick. That's what he said. He said, you have the power over all. And you have the power over, it says this, power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That means you have power and victory over the coronavirus. You don't have to walk in fear of the coronavirus, because let me tell you something, Psalm 91 covers you from that, and you walk in the healing of God. My goodness gracious, why do Christians take so much medication? You say, well, because I'm sick. Well, he's telling us, the Word of God says this, that you have power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Let me tell you something. We have victory over the flesh. We have victory to be able to overcome. Stop. If you're a Christian, then stop running around with the characteristics of the devil. Stop acting like the devil. If you belong to Jesus, why act like the devil? There's Christians today that are walking around with the characteristics of the devil. And I say that word Christian very loosely. Hollywood, everybody who dies goes to heaven. You know. Over all the power. Listen to this. And here's where he kind of chastised the disciples here. Because the disciples were all high-fiving each other and saying, the devils are even subject to us through Christ Jesus. And listen to what he says in verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject. He didn't deny what he was saying. He didn't deny what the disciples were saying. He didn't say, no, they're not subject to you. He says, don't rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Now, you have to understand something, is that this is not Pentecostal. Remember, I was saved in the Methodist Church. I'm licensed in the Free Will Baptist Church. I'm sure the Free Will Baptist Church would say, take that boy's license. But here's the thing. I don't have to have a license to preach, but I'm ordained by God. Now, understand something here. He says that the spirits are subject to you. You are not subject to the spirits. So stop allowing the spirits to control your life. Stop allowing the addiction. Stop hindering yourself from the sickness. Well, I can't do this because I'm sick. Well, remember what I told you? And let's go back. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That means you'll devour that fruit of what you're sowing seeds through your tongue. You're sowing seeds. Well, I'll never get out of debt. Well, you won't. With that attitude, you won't. Well, I'll never have anything. We never have enough money at the end of the month. Well, stop saying that. Stop saying that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall be the fruit thereof. Start speaking life over your finances. Start speaking life over your family members. Start speaking life over your situations, because the spirits are subject to you. You are not subject to the spirits. Hallelujah. Good morning, Joe. Thank you for joining today. Good morning, Kathy. Hope you're doing well today. Did you get those pictures posted on the Facebook page of what dam was that? That's the dam up in Burnsville. It's like I flew over it yesterday, and I sent Kathy some pictures so that she could, because they do a lot of boating up in that area, and showed them where everything was from the air. So we have the power over the enemy, because the enemy has failed. The enemy does not have power over you. You have victory because of the cross and what Jesus died. You have the victory. So you need to walk in the victory. So the title of today's study is Victory is Mine, Part 2. Wow. That is so awesome. Let me tell you something, church. We have the ability not to fail. Oh, that's cool. So the picture's got a lot of likes. That's awesome. Tell us what the Facebook address is for that one so I can go on and look at them, so everybody else can go on and like the page too. You become their promotional person. You say, look, I'll promote you, so you cut a deal on the slip next year. That's how you do it. Look at all these notes. I'm not going to get to half of them. And this is for today. So let me ask you a question. Who is a failure? Because it looks to me like, according to the Word of God, that you're not allowed to fail. There's nowhere in the Scripture that says that you are a failure. There's nowhere in the Bible that says that you are not going to succeed. He said the enemy has fallen. He said, but behold, I give you the power. We have the power. Thank you. Burnsville Docs INC. Go to that and like that page, and there's some pictures that I posted of Burnsville Lake from 3,000 feet. And I took some pictures of the water up there. And so when you think about this, this is where you are in your life right now. You have a choice to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. And then it says here, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, verse 19. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Okay, do you believe that? Do you believe that scripture? That scripture says that nothing shall hurt you. You apply the blood of Jesus over you. You plead the blood of Jesus over you. I keep, the Lord keeps taking me back to Psalms 91. I'm kidding. Psalm 91. Here we go. Verse 10. Psalm 91, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And he shall give his angels charge over you and keep thee in all thy ways. So, where is your right to fail? Where is your right to be a silver or a bronze and not a gold? You are a gold. All right, right there. If I could get this across to people, people would get out of their house and go do stuff instead of being fearful of the coronavirus. Let me tell you something. He tells us 365 times, this is true, 365 times he says, fear not, in the Bible. 360, that takes care of one a day. We are not supposed to walk in fear. We don't have to be afraid. Let me tell you this. It says in verse 5, it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, or for the error of the fireth by day. We, as individuals in Christ, are to destroy the kingdom of darkness. You and me are to destroy the kingdom of darkness. How many times have you ever ran into somebody at the dollar store that was a friend of yours, and you said, they come up to you and, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm just sick, and I'm just, you know, things are just really bad, blah, 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 blah. And you say, well, that's nice, and you walk on. Stop and pray for that person. We'll say, well, people will think I'm nuts. You have power over the enemy. You have all power over the enemy. So let me ask you something. Is anxiety an enemy? Is debt an enemy? Is fear an enemy? If fear is an enemy, and if debt is an enemy, and if anxiety is an enemy, and if backbiting is an enemy, and if pornography is an enemy, if drugs is an enemy, if alcohol is an enemy, then here, let me help you here. If you are a child of God, then stop acting like the devil and his characteristics. Stop acting like the characteristics of the devil. Because, here's what he says, we have power over the enemy. So anything that is trying to mess with us through temptation, we have power over it. Anything that the enemy tries to hinder you over through sickness, we have power over it. God did not make you sick. God does not make anybody sick. Now, the Bible does say it's once appointed a man to die. Look, if the world tarries, we're not going to live forever. This body was made to live forever, but because of sin, it's not going to. You don't want to leave this day one day, or you don't want to leave this earth one day early than what you're supposed to, and you don't want to leave one day late. You want to leave right on time. When you're done, you're done, and that's when you want to get out of here. Good morning, Jesse Wood. Hope you're doing all right. It's good to see you on the program this morning. He's got a powerful testimony of something that he was able to do this week. I hope he gets to share it soon about what happened at a restaurant the other day. See, we have the power. We have the power over drug addiction, sexual addiction, alcohol addiction. We have the power. You can stop. You can stop. You don't have to keep doing what you're doing, because Jesus loves you. Jesus cares about you. He went to the cross, and he also said, like I read to you in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, he saw the devil fall from heaven. The devil is a failure. He is no longer successful. He wasn't successful from day one. He says, but behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, because you are protected by the blood of Jesus. Now, Jesus said those words. So here's what I ask you today. Did he lie? Did Jesus lie? Did he lie to you that he said he would protect you? He said that he would bless you. He said that you would be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. Because we have the victory. Let me give you another scripture. See, the thing about it is, it'd be one thing if I'm sitting here giving my opinion every day. which I do, but I back it up with the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he says to us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, I read this all the time, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that you are laborers, your labor not in vain in the Lord. Let me tell you something. You are victorious because Jesus, you serve Jesus, and you are a child of the Most High God. You don't have to stand for what you're going through. Put an end to it. Luke chapter 10 tells us we can cast out devils. We can raise the dead. I had a dream last night I did that. I had a dream last night that there was a, I didn't know the person that died, but they were going to put the person in a mausoleum, and they had put that person out there for, I think it was like several days for some reason. I don't know why. And so I walked by the casket, and the person come up out of the casket. Let me tell you something. We have the power through Jesus Christ to do these things. But you can't do those things if you're in bondage. You got to get out of bondage. If you're in bondage to something, get rid of it. Stop acting and having the characteristics of the devil. Stop and start. That's what life's all about. Well, let me tell you something. God's faithful. If you got half of this, go back and watch all of it so it all makes sense to you. And God is so faithful. I'm telling you, he is faithful. He is a faithful God. Hey, just want to remind you that Pastor Jay wasn't feeling well this morning, and he will be with me tomorrow, Lord's will, and the creek don't rise. And so I encourage you to tune in tomorrow and be a part of the Pulse WV Live. Let me give you this. If you are blessed by this ministry, let me fix that because that's a little bit too big. If you are blessed by this ministry, and you would like to give to this ministry, we're believing God to pay off our church in the month of September. Why? So we can put more money back into the community and more money back into the kingdom and not paying it to the bank. You can mail a check the old-fashioned way, P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Or you can go to our website, thepulsewv.com, give through PayPal. Or you can also text the word PULSE, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. And give, and it shall be given, and he will bless you. I was telling somebody the other day, let me find that for you, because let's see here. Will give to your Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6:38. Luke chapter 6:38. If you be stingy with God, he be stingy with you. Give and it shall be given. Here's what he says. Do you believe his word? Give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Men will give unto your bosom. For with the same measure ye meet withal, and it shall be measured unto you again. What he is saying there, if your tithe, let me give an example here. If your tithe, if your income is $1,000, then 10% of that would be $100. And that's what you give, because that is your tithe. But let's say that what he's saying in verse 38, it shall be measured unto you again. See, for with the same measure you meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again. So if you're stingy with God, then he'll be stingy back. It's a promise. You say, well, God wouldn't do that. Well, look at the first word of verse 38 of what I read to you in verse 6. He said, give. That's the key word, give. He didn't say take or withhold or steal. He didn't say that. He said to give. Wow. I'm not telling you because I'm trying to get rich. I'm telling you that because I want to see you blessed. God's faithful, is he not? He is so faithful. So I want to encourage you. Hey, tonight is Wednesday Reconnect. We get together on Wednesday evenings. I'll be preaching tonight. Also, it starts at 7. We'll be live on Facebook as well as YouTube tonight. And so we encourage you to be a part of the Pulse experience. That's what we call it, the Pulse experience. And it is at 7 o'clock. We started back to church on Wednesday nights not long ago because the Bible tells us in the end times we need to meet more often. So we're starting to meet more often. And then on Sunday mornings, we do what you call a connect group. And that's at 10 o'clock. And it goes for about an hour. And then we meet in the sanctuary. And so, you know, make sure, because we don't get out early. You know, we stay until God's done. But God is wonderful, and we encourage you to come and be a part of it. What are you doing tonight? If you don't have anything going on, cancel it. What's more important? I mean, it's one thing if you have to work, but it's one thing, you know, what are you doing? You know, why wouldn't you want to be in God's house? I do. I want to be there because God is faithful. Man, we serve a great God, do we not? So anyway, I just want you to be blessed today, and I appreciate everyone. The show is picking up momentum. God is blessing the show. He's blessing the Bible study. Good morning, Marty. Yes, I tell you, God's faithful. Thanks for shining some light on the scripture this morning. Let me tell you something. The Lord gives me revelation on this, and I'm telling you, he can give you revelation just like, I mean, any of us. He can give any of us revelation on anything. And so I am so thankful. I sit here and I take notes, I study, but then he just brings you because that's God. He wants to bring you revelation. And then I'll go back and listen to what I said, not to hear myself talk, but because I want to like grow from that. It's like, okay, what was that I said? Because, you know, it just rattles so fast off of you. So, you know, you just do that. So we meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Pulse in Gassaway. Hope you can make it. If you need directions, you can go to our website, thepulsewv.com. Sermons are on there. We have two podcasts. All the sermons are on the Pulse WV. And then the talk show and the morning Bible study is on the Pulse WV Live. And so we have those two podcasts. I encourage you to subscribe to them. Subscribe to our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel. We're trying to grow that because, you know, we just want the opportunity to be able to minister to people. And he is so faithful. So we want to thank you for being a part of the program today. And I'm going to leave you with the song that we came in on because I love this song. I hadn't heard it for a long, long time. But it's Gold City. Let me pray for you. Jesus, I pray a blessing. I pray a blessing over you. And I pray, Father God, that you move, Father, on your people today, that they walk in victory, that they don't walk in defeat, but they will walk in victory. And, Father, we thank you and praise you, God, for that. And we'll do this in the morning. And we begin at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we hope that you can be a part of it. Let me rewind this one because we don't want to hear what that lady says. She's talking about politics, and we don't want to talk about that today. We want to do this. Yeah. We'll leave you. leave you with a jamming song from Gold City. If God be for us, who can be against us? Have a great day, everybody.
So according to studies, there's one food.